love me, yeah they love me. First love yourself. For that, and God we trust. Trust me, I don't trust myself. Your jewelry, I get it to. No show.
Welcome back to It Is What It Is. This episode is sponsored by Underdog Fantasy. The app is an easy way to make some cash just by making picks on your favorite players. Underdog is available in more than 30 states, including California, Texas, and New York, just to name a few. Make sure to support the show by hitting the link in the bio and downloading the Underdog Fantasy app. They'll also match your first deposit up to $100, and you get a special pick when you sign up. I'm Treasure Wilson, a.k.a. Stat Baby, along with your hosts, Mace and
Murder. What's up, man?
Killer, what's good, man?
Burgundy tints on. matching, huh? Young niggas say when you match too much, you old. That's what young niggas say. That's how they say they tell your age. All that matching niggas be doing. Niggas got they got the burgundy with the burgundy with the burgundy.
I didn't like know it, this was burgundy. I thought this was brown.
Yeah, no, I like it. Pause. Yeah. I think they smooth. I'm just telling you what a nigga told me one day. Like, yo, niggas got too much red on. It's too coordinating with the red. It's too much. Niggas start. If you match, what do you think about that stat?
Matching? Nigga,
too much matching.
Not all the time, but I think it's good because it shows this coordination, like, you know, but I mean, y'all from New York, so y'all already know obviously how to dress. So y'all set the bar up here.
That's why I'm like, I appreciate
you know,
that, man.
You know.
Who gets stat?
Okay.
Stat looking for a raise.
That's not what you want.
That's payment red.
I'm dead. Guys, it was a true compliment. No, I ain't looking for nothing in return. Of course. Okay, so I know past couple of episodes we've been talking about a lot of sports podcasts popping up out of the blue.
Yeah.
Well, the new next one is going to be LeBron James. He's starting a new basketball-centered podcast with J.J. Redick. How do you guys feel about the upcoming launch?
That's really cool. I think that's really, really cool because J.J. Redick is one of the guys that I see on the air that I appreciate his takes on how he sees the game. He seems to be less biased than everybody else, so I think that would be really good. LeBron definitely got a plethora of information when it comes to basketball, so he should do a phenomenal job, you know? What do you think?
I have two things. First of all, I spoke to Glenn Davis, Big Baby Davis. He actually wants to be a part of It Is What It Is. I told him we'll have him on for a guest this week and see how it goes. But he like, yo, everybody's scared of me, man. He said, nobody wants to give me a shot. He said, this is what he said. We're going to let him speak whenever he gets on the show. I said, I got to speak to Murder about it. I said, but you could definitely be a guest. He like, man, throw me in. He said, throw me in the loop. He said, even KG and them, they don't want to put me in the loop. So I said, we'll bring you up as a guest, and I'll talk to Mason, see if it makes sense moving forward. But I spoke to him briefly today, and he was like, yo, I played with J.J. Redick twice, and he'll definitely call you a nigga. He said, he not type of guy. He said, I'm just telling you.
And he never swung on him when he said it?
No, he said he didn't say he said it. We could get more information when he talked. Mm. He said, I don't know if he did or didn't. But he said he's the type of guy that'll definitely call you a nigga. That's what Glenn Davis, Big Baby Davis said. He said he played with him two different times, and he's that type of nigga. He said he's not white, he's a red nigga. You know what I'm saying? So as far as my opinion on it, look, I like J.J. Redick on television, his opinions, his takes. I think sometime he's I don't want to use the word too passionate, but too like, calm down, nigga. You know what I'm saying? I heard, you know, they make fun of him how he's coaching 7-year-olds.
Too uptight.
Pause. That's the word. Exactly. Uptight. That's the exact word I'm looking for. And it comes across on television. You know, he gets into arguments and you could tell instead of, you know, when it's cool when you have a debate and even when you get, like I said, I don't want to keep using the word emotional. Like me and you, we may not be screaming and yelling. You could tell he wants to scream and yell and he gets an attitude sometime his co-host. But uptight pause is definitely a great word to use and it comes across on television. As far as him and LeBron, I'm not sure.
Yeah, that's a weird combination.
Boss. I think I'm not sure if LeBron, because LeBron could have done a podcast with anybody in the world. I don't know if he chose him because he's white and it brings, you know.
You're trying to go Skip Bayless?
Multicultural
a token.
Exactly. Exactly. I'm not sure if that's why he picked him or didn't pick him. But I actually called Rich Paul to get an opinion on how or his quote or how this podcast is going to be, or not necessarily how it came about, or how it's going to be. And what Rich said to me is this is for basketball savants with the highest IQ, purely basketball, you know, guests like Greg Popovich, Bob Myers, high IQ basketball, they're saying. And I guess they felt J.J. Redick had a high basketball IQ. And this is the type of podcast going to be. Nothing outside of basketball and just high intelligent basketball. And I don't know, it kind of shocked me because LeBron could pick anybody in the world. And I'm not saying J.J. Redick isn't worth that.
Why didn't he pick Chris Paul? That's his buddy. And J.J. Redick IQ is not higher than Chris Paul's.
That's a great point. It isn't like J.J. Redick has championship experience either. Mm-hmm. So that's a great point. Now, if we sit here and think about it, what's the list of people that it could have been? Also, what we have to realize is, too, just because you have high basketball IQ, that doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to come across the screen like that. I'm not saying Chris Paul couldn't do it, but you got the best basketball IQ, best football IQ, soccer, boxing, whatever it is. If you don't know how to talk into a camera or talk to people or have, banter back and forth with your co-host, then it's not for everybody. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure about it, to be totally honest. My personal opinion.
What would have been better is if he would have taken all of his brothers, which is Carmelo, LeBron, Chris Paul, and D-Wade, all on the same podcast. That would have been magical.
Right. What I would like to say is just real quick is like, I don't know how you just change your opinion in like 3 minutes. When we first started, it was great. And now I said what I said, and now his brother should do it. I really don't know how that
went. Because we're talking about IQ, basketball IQ.
Yeah, I know.
I'm just adding more IQ.
That's not a problem. You can say whatever you want. I'm just saying when the show started, it was great. Now you need your brothers and the IQ, but...
I have the ability to change on a pivot.
I believe you.
You do.
And the audience knows that.
Yeah, and that's a great ability, you know?
But the problem is
I'm never stuck. No, pause. If something is wrong,
the problem
I know how
is,
to pivot.
I don't know. Sometimes you don't know which foot is your pivot because you pivot your left. Then you go to your right foot. You change your pivot.
That would be traveling.
Exactly.
I'm not traveling.
Exactly. You're
it's
traveling.
Kevin McHale.
I'm glad you said it.
These days, the young boys, they got moves that they can spin and still be on the pivot, you know?
Yeah.
It's Kyrie. It's Ramadan Reed.
Yeah. So, but seriously, it's like, I just found it weird. Look, we'll see what happens. I think that, my opinion, he may have that dynamic he may feel with the shop, the barbershop joint he got. You know what I'm saying? Emmy Award winning show. He's up there with Maverick Carter, which is his homeboy. It's a little more loose, not just basketball or any, you know, he has Tom Brady up there, the Jadakiss up there. And I think maybe he just wants to focus on basketball. J.J. Redick, we'll see how it goes. And no disrespect to J.J. Redick. But I think there's a lot of people that he could have picked. And maybe he ran through that. We have no idea of knowing. Yeah. He may have said, these are the people I want to work with. And now they're down to J.J. Redick. But we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, and I wasn't switching. I was saying that, you know, when you talked about the list of people it could have been, I just added 3 more names that it could have been.
It didn't sound like it, Mace. Sound like you said... What he should have done, stat, right?
Stat. Yeah, but in context of the conversation, we were talking about how many other people could it have been. So I said, what he could have done is put these 3 people together.
You're turning shoulda to coulda, but okay, it's fine.
So I thought that was the content.
That has the context. That has the context. but go DJ. It's my DJ. Go DJ. That's my DJ.
Okay. I will just add, I think JJ Redick makes perfect sense, not so much for entertainment purposes. I just think JJ Redick is the safe answer. You know, if it's going to stay into a box of specifically just basketball orientated news, I just think that JJ Redick is probably who he's most comfortable chatting about with that stuff. So to me, it makes total sense. And to have that passion with LeBron, you know, it'll be a little bickering back and forth, but I think that's a good choice for him. But some athletes but have...
Real quick, and because I was fucking with murder and whatever.
Yeah.
To be totally honest with you, LeBron might have picked J.J. Redick because he know he could argue with him. Because J.J. Redick is, I'm not saying he's Skip Bayless, but, you know, he thinks he has a high basketball IQ, which he does. And as you name some players too, LeBron may be like, but you didn't do this.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So he may have picked him for that sole reason. So to both of you guys' point, it makes sense.
Yeah, thinking of that, then he could have used Van Gundy. Van Gundy would have been good.
Yeah, I like Jeff. I like Jeff a lot.
Yeah. Jeff, and he knows his basketball.
Yeah. Yep. Okay, so some athletes have spoken up and said that they actually aren't really feeling a new podcast coming. Draymond Green was one of those athletes who said he felt a kind of way about it. He said, I must say, I'm a little upset that LeBron James is going on the podcast and he still hasn't been on the Draymond Green show. When it's your own thing, you kind of can't say anything, so I guess I'll live with it for now. Thoughts on Draymond's remarks?
Who gets LeBron James when they want them to just get LeBron James? Pause. Like, you know, what Draymond is saying is this. Ain't we clutch?
Ain't we clutch?
Ain't we clutch?
Did I not sign with y'all?
Yeah, did I sign with y'all niggas because I thought we was
What's
keeping
the benefit?
It black? Exactly. What am I getting out of this clutch sports situation?
Yeah.
So, Draymond, you know what? I wish I knew that. This is the first time I'm hearing that because I would have asked Rich Paul that. You know what I'm saying?
That was a good point. Yeah, it's almost like being on Roc Nation and you can't get the verse.
And that happens a lot.
Yeah.
That happens a lot. You go to Roc Nation, they can't get that
over. There's a few niggas thought they was going to get the whole verse.
Yeah, you start.
You're still waiting for
it's a few niggas up there that's waiting for the whole verse. They go to Roc Nation, like, yeah, this come with a whole verse. When you sign, you think you're getting the verse. And the verse never pans out, you know? And
you're getting an airplane hat. That's what you're getting.
Yeah. You get one of these joints. Paper plane joints, man. Paper plane joints and a vintage pair of S dots. But as far as Draymond is concerned, look, I know they're good friends. And Draymond's been doing this for a long time, so longer than we have anyway. And I think Draymond was one of the first athletes that was like new media. And I think what's going on now and is that the market, and of course never for LeBron James, I'm just saying in general, is starting to get oversaturated. And when I say that, I really believe it's our fault, not patting ourselves on the back or anything like that. A lot of people like, oh, Cameron Mason, Statting, them niggas up there killing. They killing, yo, we could do that.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there saying, we've been in front of a camera for going on 30 years. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Before Stat was born. Like, where look at me, nigga. Look how I'm glowing like Bruce Leroy, nigga. I got the glow. I'm supposed to be here. You know what I'm saying? I don't even look my age, nigga. Look at me. Dead ass ladies, and no disrespect, gentlemen, but pause. I got the glow. Look at me. My suit is immaculate. I'm at this age. My hairline's still intact. The skin is... I'm supposed to be here, and I know what I'm talking about, and I pop shit. I'm supposed to be here. This is not for everybody. You know what I'm saying? Just because you can go get a camera and a microphone, that doesn't mean you can start doing whatever you want to do. It's crazy. And then not just that, it's people who have podcasts, and it's not no shame because we may know people that we cool. And I'm not talking about what I just said, but it's people that we knew with podcasts. Yeah. And it's no slight to them or whatever, because mm-hmm. they my niggas, and I'm not going to say names because they're going to feel like I'm calling them out, because it's not just them, it's a lot of people. Yeah. It's a lot of people who was just doing podcasts who transitioned to doing sports shit now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And no shot to Gilly, because he is, and Gilly was talking about sports on his podcast. I had guest athletes before us, so I want to clear Gilly's name up. Cool. So, but it's besides Gilly, it's a bunch of other niggas now that's trying to do sports. And they'd be like, it looks whack. It looks forced. It looks like, oh, them niggas getting a bag. Yo, oh shit. Maybe we could, yo, you see basketball last night? Yo, niggas was playing back. It's still basketball season, right? When the Super Bowl? Super Bowl pass. Damn, Super Bowl pass. Baseball. Like, yo, my niggas, y'all niggas look like y'all forcing it, and it looks crazy. But as far as back to Draymond, back to the original topic, Draymond's been doing this a long time. I don't know if he was joking and saying slighting or being funny. I don't know if, was it a video or was it a text?
Yeah, it was a video.
I would like to see the video, maybe not this second.
Yeah.
Because did you see the video?
Yeah.
When you seen the video, did it look like it was joking or he looked like he was serious?
I mean, everybody jokes a little bit, but Draymond, when he says something, he definitely meant what he said.
So you think he meant it?
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah.
Yeah, he definitely meant it.
Yeah, so I take as with that personal opinion from Stat, he like, yo, my nigga, you gonna start your own? But I, at the same time, Murder, look.
And he feels like LeBron jacked his idea. I'm going to just go ahead and say it.
Okay.
He feel like LeBron jacked his idea. I'm going to speak for you, Draymond. You feel like LeBron jacked your idea. You told the nigga what you was going to do in all confidentiality. You said this show is for champions. This is not the regular sports show, the whole idea. And then you went on vacay with him. Remember? That was your fault. You went on vacation with him. When it looked like you was going to be a free agent, you told him some things. Y'all was playing around, and then he doubled back, stabbed you in the back. But, you know, allegedly, hypothetically.
Figuratively.
Figuratively. But that's what you're mad about. What you're really mad about is that you told a nigga your idea. I remember you saying that this show is for champions. And I remember you saying that. Then he said, okay. We're going to put a little spin on it. Is this pause? This is going to be for the basketball savants.
That's kind of put it that way.
Yeah. And the thing about it is this. We had a conversation yesterday off camera about finessing niggas to get what you want. Pause.
Yeah.
You know, so... Draymond, and I don't know this for a fact, it may have been genuine. It may have been to get him on the podcast or to get him to Golden State. I'm going to show up to the baby shower. I'm going to show up to the birthday. I'm going to show up to the picnic. I'm going to show up to the Clutch Sports 15th anniversary. Whatever it is, I'm showing up because I'm going to get something out of this. And nothing's panned out yet.
Remember, he missed the Golden State game to go see LeBron break the record.
Did he miss it or he wanted
to miss
it?
He was asking Steve Curtis. Right. So he felt like, I've been keeping it real with you, Bron. Mm-hmm. And you ran with my idea. And you didn't show up for my show.
Yeah. And we supposed to be clutch.
We supposed to be clutch.
Sounds like a Rich Paul to fix this situation if it is one.
Okay. I mean, maybe Draymond will be a guest soon. We'll see what happens.
Hope so, man. Yeah. We love Draymond to be up here.
Yeah. Okay, so let's talk some basketball. The Cavs beat the Pacers 108-103. Do you guys feel like, in general, the Pacers fell off, or are they still heavily on your radar, or do you consider them a threat still?
If you were to start with me on this particular topic of the Pacers, I think they have completely fallen off. Like, I think from the day that they traded, what was the guy named Bruce Brown. Bruce Brown.
Yeah.
Sometimes when you remove that kind of grit off of your team, it changes the dynamic of the team. This may not be the person that's scoring 40, but they add a toughness that you need in order to win. Whenever you're winning in a postseason, it's going to be guard play, center play, pause, or it's going to be great wing defenders, people that can defend on a perimeter. So when you remove a person like that, it changes the whole dynamics of the team. You may have people that are still scoring, but they can't stop nobody. So in a league that's overridden with just high point scorers, you got to have some defense on a perimeter.
Yeah, listen, I think a lot of people, and it's a long season, nowhere near baseball, but the thing about people who love football and why football is the number one sport in America is, pause, the buildup. Every week, you have all week to see who you're playing next week. It's a buildup, yo, and it's only 17 games in the season. So every week, your town or your city or your state, wherever you're playing, it's like, yeah, we don't got time to play. To where during the season, the NBA season is 82 games. You could go on a 5-game losing streak and still come play the next 10 games and go 9-1. And you have spurts. And to me, the Pacers were doing so well until the in-season tournament. In-season tournament, they was them niggas. Halliburton was pointing at the watch. Dame time. You know, they was in first, second, third place. So now they're in the playing, and it's a long season. And right now, I'm not mad at their team. I'm not even mad at them getting the Bruce Brown. They got Siakam, which is a good player as well. Mason's made a great point, though. They were doing better with Bruce on the team. But have I lost faith in them? Yes.
Well, I was about to say, I hope you didn't say no, because I was going to say I have. Mm-hmm. I've lost all hope in them niggas.
Okay. And the Sixers beat the Heat 98-91 on Monday. The Sixers obviously took the win, but how do you guys feel about their performance without Embiid?
I mean, look like, how do you say his name? Oubre?
Yeah, Kelly Oubre.
Yeah, Kelly Oubre has come alive with this team. You know, pause. He's been really playing like he really meant that thing he said about James Harden. He knows he got to back it up with points, and he's basically been doing that.
What do you say about James Harden?
I mean, just the whole idea of, you know, he married or engaged to his ex-girlfriend. So it's certain.
What did he say about him? He said some slick shit? I'm asking.
I mean, you know, your actions sometimes say stuff. That's what, you know?
I know about it. I thought he said something behind this shit. That's why I was asking.
Yeah, you know, you take a nigga girl and wife it.
Yeah, I mean, that says a lot. I didn't know if you said something. I didn't know if it was something on top of that. That's why I was asking. I wasn't being funny.
Yeah, that's what I meant. He said that, and then when they end up moving, Daryl Morey end up moving James Harden out of there. Pause. He know he had to perform because a lot went into this. They moved him off the team. You got his girl. You got to show up. Not even being messy. That's just what I see. And with him getting 22-11 against this kind of Miami Heat team that is stacked at the position that he plays, that makes the points more notable. This is what I was telling you, D-Lo, when you're playing at the Lakers. It's who you do it against. Like, if he gets 22-11 against Miami, that got Jimmy Butler, that got Triple J.
Yeah, Jimmy is out, though.
Oh, Jimmy's
out. And
Tyler
Hero and Duncan Robinson and Kevin Love.
They all out?
Yes, we have five players out.
So then this don't count. This is the same thing.
Well, to that point, though, is that, look, right now, it's a game and a half between Philly, Indiana, and Miami to get that sixth seed. Right now, Philadelphia's in the sixth seed. Indiana and Miami's in the play-in, but it's all a game and a half away from each other. Not even a game and a half, it's a game away. So Miami could get that sixth seed, Indiana could get it, and Philly has it now. But it's 13, 14 games left, and niggas is taking off. This is not the time to fucking take off. Now, if niggas is really hurt, I dig it. But for that many people to be out on the Heat, and this is playoff implication, cool. But then again, this is the Miami Heat. They get to the championship and from the play-in. So I'm not sitting there saying that's what they want it to be. But when you got 14 games left, 13 games left, and you're in a one-game situation to be in the playoffs. I think whoever's not injured should play. Hurt, you could play hurt. If you're injured, you shouldn't play. But if you hurt, you need to be on the floor. Back to the Sixers, though. I'm really impressed on how they're holding on without Joel Embiid, to be totally honest with you. You know, Joel Embiid has 70 points this season. Everybody knows that he's the engine that makes the 76ers run. Tyrese Maxey is having a sensational season. Kelly Oubre is definitely contributing. I don't really fuck with homeboy like that. Not in a bad way, but I just don't like the fact that
from Indiana?
No, from the Sixers. They starting three. The starting three guard.
The light skinned nigga.
Give me the starting five real quick. Stat. Tobias Harris. Thanks, PT. Tobias Harris. I don't like Tobias Harris' game because you're the same height as Tatum. You're light skinned like him. You get paid. You need to step up. You can't be 6'8", 6'7", 6'9", in between that height. Just average player with that body pause and that build pause. You have the same exact body and build pause as Jason Tatum. And you're average. And you're average at best. You should be more than average. Minimum, bro. You're too tall and too athletic. And it's not translating. Because if you would step up at least to what Chris Middleton did the year that Milwaukee won the championship, the 76ers might be favored, but year after year after year, you don't step up. And that's the key piece missing. You got Joel Embiid there. You got Tyrese Maxey, who just came in.
Yeah.
Surpassing you as an all-star.
Yeah, he had 30, 10, and 8.
Right. I'm just talking about season-wise. Mm-hmm. It's just about a 6-7 season with the Sixers. I remember Jimmy Butler dissing him because when Jimmy Butler was with the 76ers that year, they didn't want to pay him, and they ended up paying less for Tyrese Halliburton. And when the Heat played the 76ers, there's some footage if y'all want to go check it out. Jimmy Butler bust his ass, and he was walking to the locker room at the end of it. Go on YouTube and check it out, and he says, Tobias Harris over me?
Yeah.
Tobias Harris over me?
Yeah, sound like Soulja Boy.
Yeah, exactly, and walked off on the nigga. So at the end of the day, I think he's the weakest link. And that's what's not getting the 76ers over the hump, my personal opinion. But as far as them as a team without Joel Embiid, I am very impressed.
Yeah, they're averaging 111 points every game. So they're getting a lot of baskets without him.
And honestly, Kelly Oubre ended up being the biggest blessing for the Sixers because Tobias just has not been performing how we expected him to. Granted, he's injured right now, but still, like, he's been able to kind of step up and take over that spot because it's really been Maxey and Oubre really together now that Embiid is out as well. But still a lot of excuses in my mind. The thing that I don't like, though, because we know that Kyle Lowry is now with the Sixers, he dropped 16 points, and I have never seen that man drop that many points even in a Heat game in the past year or so. So I think it's crazy. Granted, I know that's his old team, but all of a sudden, now you want to drop 16 when I ain't never seen you drop more than 6-7 points. Like, that's crazy. I don't care.
In Miami, they was talking about him being thick, so he couldn't get into the game. They talking about the nigga was thick.
Yeah, they were. Don't pause.
He had to fight for his manhood.
Which is true. And this, you guys can search it up. That is a very true statement. Everybody has been getting on him for being thick, but I don't care. Like, now you want to drop 16. If he remains consistent like that for the Sixers, that's dope. But I just think it's funny.
What happened to, what's his name? Buddy Hield?
Buddy Hield.
Doesn't he play with the Sixers too? Yeah. So yeah, this is looking really interesting. They got a good team.
Yeah. Okay, and then moving along to another game, the Knicks beat the Warriors 119-112. They are the fourth seed on the East right now. How do you guys feel about the Knicks in general?
Cam, are you ready to jump back on the New York bandwagon? Are you still letting the cart go?
I'll tell you one thing, Murder, though. I'll tell you this, man. New York is pissed off with us up here. they are. They like, what do we got to do to get some light on the show? It is what it is. We are in fourth place. We beat Golden. Like, they are sick of us not giving the Knicks any love up here.
I tell you what they got to do. You got to bring me an extra large Kith New York Knicks jacket, and then I'll support the Knicks. A Kith New York Knicks jacket and an extra large.
That could be here tomorrow. You know, Ronnie Feig, that's my man, the owner of Kiff. That could be here tomorrow.
Yeah, they never supported me.
Okay, yeah.
So but I don't support them. I support who support me.
You work with Kiff. You work with Ronnie.
I'm talking about the Knicks.
Okay.
I'm talking about the Knicks. Kiff is good.
Didn't Knicks give you a jersey?
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yo.
My pivot is crazy. Janet Jackson. What have you done for me lately? I forgot, you know? I'm from New York. I'm forgetful, you know?
Yeah, they got a New York Knicks Duffer jersey and all that, man.
No, I'm just, yeah. No, but I think the Knicks, they're starting to look like a good team. But I've seen this before. I guess what I want to see is the Knicks go to the championship. That's what I want to see. In my lifetime, I want to see the Knicks cut the net down, you know, like they won a championship. I want to see champagne. I want to see confetti in New York. And it's like tough love, you know what I'm saying? We're rooting, but we can't root because you might let us down. That's really what you're getting from us. Will we want New York to win? Yes. And will we want you to win before the Nets win? Yes. Especially win before Brooklyn at all costs. But are you going to win is the question. Are you? Are you really? Or is this just another John Starks moment? A Chris Smith layup, a Ewing finger roll. Is this one of those?
Yeah, look, and I can't say it any better. What happens is y'all out there who accuse us of not showing the Knicks, pardon me, let me get my shit right, my bloodshed piece, of not showing the Knicks enough love, it's because we've been let down too many times. Time after time after time.
We're scorned.
Yeah, we're scorned.
We're scorned.
Being a Knicks fan comes with high blood pressure. It comes with anxiety. It comes with anger. It comes with beating your fist, paws on the table. It comes with a lot of shit being a New York Knicks fan. And when you get to a certain age, you can't let them disturb your peace like this. That's just, you feel me, Pete?
And niggas disrespecting you from other cities.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah,
yeah,
you know what
I'm saying?
It's about protecting my peace at this particular age when it comes to the New York Knicks. Because they'll have you frustrated. You got to realize, you know, and some of these fans may be too young, not the people that Knicks fans that I know. But yeah, Mace made a great point. Is this another John Starks situation where they're in the championship and lose? They went to the championship again, 2000. They lose. Not only that, then you have these decades in between championships to where they don't even get anywhere. Look, I was hyped. They had me at the Garden 2 years ago performing. Welcome to New York. All type of songs. They loved it. You know what I'm saying? You got me in the Garden, my adrenaline running. I got the Diplomat New York jersey on. Niggas make it out the first round. Niggas like, it's lit. It's lit. Trae Young put a stop to the shit. Trae Young walked right in the Garden, started bowing at half court, all type of shit. I can't deal with that. I'm not going to let myself get that hype again. And I was on one. I got it on my Instagram. If you go back 2-3 years, however long ago it was, I'm on there screaming, yelling. To only be let down again. So all you New York Knicks fans who think we're just not showing the Knicks some love, it's painful. Pause. We've been scorned. But as far as the Knicks are concerned this year, they look spectacular. Look, and that's another thing with the Knicks. You feel me, Pete? Is that we keep settling for fourth and we excited. It ain't like the Knicks been in first place. Oh, niggas ain't gonna say nothing. Because they in the playoff picture, which is great for New York's the Knicks organization. Why are we celebrating fourth? you know, this is what we're used to as New York Knicks fans. Like, woo, we're fourth. Oh, shit. It ain't like y'all been in first. We are the Mecca. We're the Mecca, nigga. The Mecca don't settle for fourth. I'm mad at y'all niggas for dealing with mediocrity.
Yeah, it's like a nigga saying he's number one on iTunes.
Yeah, like, look, you're no, dealing nigga. With mediocrity, and I have a problem with that. I have a problem with that. They call the Garden the Mecca. How are we the Mecca? What are we the Mecca of? Ringling Brothers, Barnum and Bailey Circus, when they come to Garden? When the Raiders, when the Rangers is playing, like, yo, we can't be the Mecca if we ain't winning 50 years. And not figuratively 50 years, real 50 years. 1973, this is 51 years.
That's
I have
really
not
crazy.
Been alive to see the New York Knicks win a championship. So stop acting like we don't fuck with them niggas. We're tired. We're tired. This is, look, I have friends died that never seen the Knicks win. They dead. They never seen the Knicks win. They never go. You know what I'm saying? Them niggas don't tap out before the Knicks don't win. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, it's crazy, man. So stop acting like we don't fuck with them. It's just building your hopes to let us down. And I get that y'all niggas is loyal and y'all gonna ride till the wheels fall off, but the wheels done fell off a few times. Y'all niggas riding on spears. You know what I'm saying? And if y'all make it to the chip to get some new tires, I'll be right there.
Cam is more scorned than I was.
Nah, because niggas be calling me murder. You don't even understand the shit. Y'all niggas disrespectful. Y'all ain't going to talk about the Knicks. Why y'all say nothing about the Knicks? Oh, we in fourth. And I'm like, all right, we going to talk about them niggas. But this is the point. This is how bad the Knicks been doing over the years, that we're happy we're fourth. I say, yo, y'all in
fourth. These the kind of niggas we became.
Yeah. Yo, yeah. But y'all, but niggas is in the playoffs. We not even in the play-in. Okay. Yo, yeah. My nigga, don't act like we're not rooting for them. We just been let down too many times.
Okay, y'all. We're going to go to break. When we return, we will discuss the most impactful NBA free agent. Don't go anywhere.
She called this thing about us toxic. 4 years and counting. Got you feeling like an option. Maybe I'm my own problem, babe. She tired of hearing I don't know. My stubborn in me won't fall. Oh. Dealing with this thing called trust. But she really thinking about
she
us.
She wanna be free.
Welcome back. Now let's get into our Underdog Fantasy picks of the day. Tonight, the Warriors will play the Grizzlies. Underdog Fantasy has Steph Curry at 5 assists. Do you have him higher or lower? Mace?
Higher.
Okay, Cam.
I think he could get 30.
Who's playing against
five.
One time?
The Grizzlies.
Who's playing who?
Warriors versus the Grizzlies.
And what's the points?
Steph is at 5 assists.
Steph better shoot that ball. I'm going to lower. Pause.
Okay. Draymond Green is at 1.5 first quarter points. Do you have him higher or lower, Cam?
Higher.
Higher, of course.
Okay. And Jaren Jackson Jr. is at 32.5 points, rebounds, and assists. Do you have him higher or lower, Mace?
How many again?
32.5.
Points.
Rebounds and assists.
Lower.
Okay. Download the Underdog Fantasy app and you can make your picks too. So I know recently
Hold on real quick, stat before we get to the next topic. Yeah. What's the nigga they got rid of for Brock Purdy?
They got rid of?
The quarterback. It was a quarterback. Yo, Larry, who that nigga they got rid of for Brock Purdy sent to Dallas?
Oh, Trey Lance. The young quarterback. Okay.
Trey Lance. I ain't want Trey Lance, you know, underdog hit me up. Said, Cam, you read them shits good when Stat wasn't here, man. You know what I'm saying? You may want, you may be sure you don't want to be reading. I said, nah, that's Stat thing, man. Yeah, he's like, yo, you kind of, you read them shits off. How you figured? I said, yo, I'm just, not this the shit I'm talking about. This is the camera shit I'm talking about. And Nick hit me up. He said, yo, you killed it. You sure you don't want to do it? I said, I ain't going to Trey Lance, niggas. Now y'all being a little bit disrespectful. But I'm just telling you, I got the call. Because you know, when you wasn't there, I did the little intro and all that. So they was like, No, I know they missed you, but niggas was on me too.
No, I seen it.
Nick, my nigga Nick hit me up. He said, "Yo, you killed that." I said, "Yeah, yeah. Let's make the Trey Lance thing right now, man. I ain't Brock. No, I could be Brock, but we gonna let Trey stay where Trey need to be. Just want to throw that out there,
not
man.
Trey, they definitely traded him. He not even touched the field.
Yeah, yeah. No, you ain't never getting traded, but you know." Alex Smith had to sit on the bench when Colin Kaepernick came out, man. But I did the shit thing, baby. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, I did peep it, though. I did peep, you know. Okay. So I know you're talking about. Larry, yeah. I know you're talking about the Knicks. Woj believes that Jalen Brunson is the most impactful NBA free agent signing in the last decade. Aside from LeBron James and Kevin Durant, do you guys agree?
It's a good question, man. Listen, what I'll say is this. I have to think about that. I seen this question before we started, and I didn't want to actually do any homework. I wanted to go off my memory. And what Woj did was he put a cap on it when he said 10 years, because I could go back further than 10 years to some free agents that made a difference and won championships about it. So in the last 10 years, he may be correct, but it's a bunch of people before 10 years that made a bigger impact. What I will say is this. Watching Jalen Brunson play Golden State the other night, I liked his attitude. The nigga was front. Nigga had a little chip on his shoulder. He was making shots, holding it up after he finished looking at Golden State bench. I said, see, that's what New York needs. New York want that attitude right there. And I don't think that R.J. Barrett would have had it. Julius Randle, he has it to a certain extent, but not the front, not the entertainment. You know, we grew up, and I know it's legendary and so on and so forth, but we actually was as kids watching Rucker Park games. And when you're good, really good, and you can entertain at the same time, that means a lot. And Jalen Brunson, not only is he killing, scoring, he's very entertaining. When you start looking at the bench and talking shit to the other team, or when you make a, you know, he's left-handed. When you make a right-handed shot, you walk down the court just looking at your right hand, fronting. You know what I'm saying? My right is crazy. Look, I grew up watching Master Rob, Fuchsia, the Dancing Doogie, Speedy. This was a Skip the Malu, Ali Motlin. And I know y'all may know, nationally, y'all may not know a lot of these names I just named. Very good players, but entertaining as well. So when you can win and be entertaining, I think that's amazing. And he has a New York chip on his shoulder. He's from the tri-state area anyway, so I think he gets it. But as far as him being the best free agent in the last 10 years outside of LeBron James and Kevin Durant, I'm not going to say yes or no. I would have to think about it, but I'm not mad at Woj's argument.
Yeah, I was thinking about Kawhi, but Kawhi wasn't a free agent when he went to Toronto. That was going to be my comeback pause for that.
He's a free agent when he went to the Clippers, though.
Yeah. And when he said most impactful, that's the only person I could think of that would give that statement a run for the money. Or Kyrie. Kyrie would be another one. So it's definitely some other people, but I see where he's going with it because he's doing so well now. And the reason why I say that is because when we look at Kyrie, right, Kyrie is doing the same numbers. It just doesn't feel the same for some reason because it's happening in New York. But Kyrie is doing the same thing. Kyrie just hit a game winner with the left hand. Is that entertaining?
Kyrie's the most entertaining. And me and Larry had this conversation before about best player and most entertaining.
So when he says that about Jalen Brunson, that would be absolutely false because Kyrie is the best entertainer. But, you know, it's okay to be an expert from before. I'm an expert of today.
He didn't. That was my thing, the most entertaining. That was me. That ain't what Woz said. Mm-hmm. He said the most impactful. Me, personally, I like a little entertainment with my shit. I like when Big Strick come up the court and start waving to the crowd and you know, I like all that shit. That's entertaining to me. But as far as impactful, I think that has yet to be seen because this is the shit I'm talking about. Yeah. Get the Knicks in fourth place. Damn, that nigga impactful.
Yeah, and it's because it's happening in New York, because Dallas, Kyrie is doing the same exact thing and winning games with the left hand. That's crazy.
I think that the reason why Woz may have said that, as opposed not disagreeing with your point with Kyrie, is definitely it happening in New York, but Kyrie is not the number one option on the team. Jalen Brunson just came and snatched the team away from whoever was there. Julius Randle, you cool. This is my team now. RJ Barrett, you don't have to get the fuck up out of here. This is my team now. To where Kyrie is the second option, and that's a terrific second option to have. But the new Jalen Brunson, this is his team as of right now. The New York Knicks team is Jalen Brunson's. That's what I think it's like.
No, I agree with that. But the part I would disagree with is that for him to do that as the second option is even more impactful, because I got to get my shot after he gets his shot. So to say I'm the second option and I could get the same points you get, that makes it even more impactful, because you're getting those shots and you're the first option. I'm doing this as the second option. So as the first option, I probably would double what you're getting.
Well, to disagree with you, Dallas could have kept Brunson. They didn't see it. And not saying that Kyrie isn't a great option, first option to have, but I know they're in two separate conferences, mm-hmm. but the Knicks are actually in a better seed than Dallas right now. Mm-hmm. With Kyrie and with Luka and with no superstar in the Knicks. The Knicks have no superstar. The Mavericks have two superstars. So is a difference between all-star and superstar. The Knicks in the fourth seed with no superstar. Dallas has two superstars.
That was a good point.
Okay. You don't want to keep going? Let's keep going.
Yeah, do you have a rebuttal to that?
I actually do. <That's good. laughs> I actually do. That was good.
I mean,
when you look at it this way. I mean, it's not Dallas' fault that they put all the eggs in one basket and put all of their focus on guys who is going to be hurt. I'm saying, when you look at the team that Dallas got, they really only have Luka, and Luka takes all of the shots. I'm going to leave it alone. I'm going to come back to it. I'm going to let you win today. You got the red on.
You threw the white flag in, man. I have more of you. If you want to keep going.
That's part of the laws of power. You got to know when don't exceed your victory.
Yeah, I thought you were going to pivot on both feet again. I didn't know what you was going to do. I didn't know.
Okay, well, to Mace's last point, do you have a closing statement to your statement that you just...
No, I mean, like, you know, it's good, you know, two minds going back and forth, but just realistically, to be honest with you, I didn't think Dallas could have kept Jalen Brunson. Mm-hmm. They didn't want to pay him. And I was sitting there saying, damn, I don't know if he's worth $110 million, to where the Knicks gave him $110 million. And a lot of people was like, damn, the Knicks got jerked. The Knicks got jerked to where pause to right now is looking like the Knicks got off cheap compared to what niggas' contracts is, what niggas is out here getting. It looked like you may have got a discount, because even in Dallas, he was doing good. But it's back to the point that I'm saying now with Luka, does he make his team better? See, Kyrie know how to get his. Like, it's one of them situations like, mm-hmm. I don't really need nobody, no help. I'm here to play team basketball. Don't get that fucked up. But if worse comes to worse, I know how to get mine. To where Luka, I've been watching Dallas play the last month or so, four games. I think I've seen about 6-7 Dallas games. And Luka's trusting people more. I think he had a trust issue because he's been so good so long. He's been a professional since he was 15, that he may come and belittle niggas like, yo, y'all niggas ain't shit over here, B. to where, like, now he's trusting his teammates more. And I used to be like that on certain teams all the time. Like, you know, I didn't trust niggas. You know what I mean? I didn't trust niggas. And it'd be like that.
Yeah, I think when it comes to Brunson, this is like his first year of pretty much being a man. So that's why I really don't side with that view, because it's easy to play when you're the new hotness. Like, but give it a year to where people focus in on him. The assignment is to stop Jalen Brunson. And then I believe I'll know more about who he is. Right now, I can't say that.
So you don't think he's on a scouting report tomorrow?
No, play? I think it take time to figure people out. Like, you'll have a guard that'll come out of Kentucky. He'd be 6'5". They put him at the point guard. He's really not a point guard. He goes crazy that first year. The next year, everybody is on him. Everybody is focusing on him. Then now the points change. Everything changed because now we know you're the person. We had time to put together a scheme. It's not the same as on the fly. We play y'all next week.
I totally disagree. This is professional athletes. They need to be ready on the fly. Like, the scouting report says Jalen Brunson. I'm not saying the Knicks don't have other players, and they've been sensational since OG been there from Toronto. But if I'm, and listen, you know who said it the other day?
Like Tyreek Evans, you know, people like that Tyreek that came Evans. Out and they was smoking. And then the next year, everybody focused on you. Like, okay, you're the man now. We're going to treat you like the man. Like, you, when you would say certain people when it was football season, you want the focus on you, now the focus on you. And now it turns into something different. I really can't say until I see Jalen Brunson do this in the playoffs against Milwaukee, against, you know, Miami. There's a lot of things that he still has to prove to me. He don't have my approval, but I understand he has your approval.
I'm just saying, it ain't about my approval. The question was what Woj asked. It isn't about my approval. It's about what I'm watching and seeing. Mike Brown, when they played Sacramento the other night, Mike Brown said, we didn't throw this many double teams at a player besides this whole season, except for Steph Curry. We blitzed them. We double teamed them. We did everything we could possibly do. And y'all can Google it. Mike Brown's comments after the game when Sacramento played the Knicks maybe about 4 or 5 nights ago. He said, we have not blitzed a player this much since Steph Curry, and we could do nothing with him. He said he's an awesome, sensational, outstanding player. They counted the number of times a compliments they gave him in the actual press conference. They said 15 times Mike Brown is just going Jalen Brunson crazy, because they said whether it was De'Aaron Fox, whether it was Monk, whoever else, they couldn't do nothing with him. And I think that Sacramento Kings have some good guards. So we'll see. But you're right. We'll have to see what he does in the playoffs. But looking at his attitude and how he's been acting lately, it'll be a good test. But I like what he's doing so far.
Yeah, and me too. I do like what he's doing. I'm just trying to keep everybody understanding what's really at stake. Because you got McBride, who had 29 as well, and we don't know who he is. Is sometimes it happens like that.
You don't
like
know
that.
Who he is.
I'm just saying he's not.
You can't say we.
Okay, well, McBride is not intended to get 29 for the Knicks. And as time go on, I'm going to go on the record and say McBride will not be getting 29. I'm going to go on the record and say, so y'all got the record, that Brunson will not get them to the East Coast Conference Finals. So,
whoever said that, though? No, that I'm wasn't saying, the question.
Because my impact means wins. My impact doesn't mean just points. The impact.
You're turning the question into what you want to see to make it seem like you're right.
No, I'm just saying, he said he's the most impactful. The person he comparing him to is LeBron. LeBron won. He's comparing him to Kevin Durant won. So if you're going to say he's the most impactful player since these people, all the people you're comparing him to won. And I'm saying he's not going to win.
That's a great point. Who would you put after Kevin Durant, LeBron James?
Probably like Kawhi. Kawhi was one of those people.
I just said Kawhi, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, he went to the Clippers. That's a good one.
Yeah.
I can list, I'm just curious, I can list a couple other names and tell me if you would put Jalen Brunson above or below. Okay, Al Horford.
Yes, above that. He's definitely above Al Horford. He's doing an exceptional job. I'm just saying my vantage point is a little higher.
Yeah. I'm just going to name like just a couple of the big names that people name. Gordon Hayward.
Definitely higher than Gordon Hayward.
DeMar DeRozan.
Higher than that.
Okay, so like those were and Dwight Howard, Rockets, 2013.
I know he signed an extension, but he's eligible to be a free agent. What would you say about Jaylen Brown?
I don't have him over Jaylen Brown. Me, personally, I don't. Because my preference is who's going to help us to win the game? Not you look good and we lose. You look good and we win. That's what it boils down to it. Because that's why we're playing. We're playing to win.
And then just one more in here, Kawhi Leonard, 2019 with the Clippers.
That's what I was saying.
So you would just, okay. I just wanted to throw some names out there so people are following because basically the argument was most impactful free agent in the past 10 years. So you just feel like there's some
people. But from your vantage point, Kawhi didn't win yet neither.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. I'm about the winners.
Yeah, so you got Kawhi over him though because Kawhi's a former winner.
No, because right now we're the Clippers.
Clippers are to leave in fourth.
Yeah.
In fourth too.
So if they're both at fourth, is a tie, then you get to choose which one is your preference.
Gotcha.
Good try, though, Killer.
I'm not trying anything. When people watch this, they're going to be like, Myrna's just spinning,
That was actually really good.
You don't know.
They're both free agents.
You didn't even realize what I did. I did one of these joints, poison. And it should just be spinning. That's what you was just doing the whole time. You didn't even know you was in it. You was on the Ferris wheel.
They're not going to win. We already know that.
That was never the topic. It was never the topic.
The impact is winning.
I get what you're saying. You're making it to, and I'm not saying that's wrong.
Yeah.
Your definition of impact is saying if you're not impactful, if you don't win a championship.
That's why I said people got different vantage points. My vantage point of impact is not being a nigga in the room. It's being the nigga in the room.
Yeah, that fly
not
shit.
Not one of the niggas. I'm the nigga. That's what you come in. That's what we go by as Harlem. When you had the pink fur on, you wasn't one of the niggas.
Right.
You was the nigga.
Right. So if the Knicks walk in this room, who the nigga?
They ain't them niggas.
I'm just asking. If the Knicks come in the room, who's the nigga? Who's gonna be the nigga from the Knicks?
You get what I'm saying,
PC. I'm just asking.
You know exactly what I'm saying. Like when he comes in, if him and Maxie is there, he's not 100% the nigga. It's still up in the air. If it's him and Damian Lillard, it's still up in the air.
I'm going to be honest with you, and that's not a bad argument what you're saying, but since All-Star break, I think he's been the best point guard
in
the East, at least in the East, at least. But a lot of people, when we were so quick to badger Doc Rivers because how poorly the Bucks played before All-Star break, they're getting a lot of sneaky wins. They're in a good position. Damian Lillard is playing much better. I'm not mad at the Bucks and Damian Lillard going and Giannis and them right now, to be totally honest with you. The Duck Bucks.
Yeah.
Okay. So we started slightly talking about entertaining players. So Anthony Edwards had an insane dunk on John Collins and dislocated his finger while doing so. How do you guys feel about his performance as of lately? And then what did you guys think about the dunk?
Well, I actually really appreciate the mindset that Anthony Edwards come to the game with because he's reestablishing that mindset that we used to see in the likes of Barkley and the likes of Jordan and the likes of just all of the greats, Kobe, people that really competed on the highest level and wanted to dominate. pause their position. That's what I really appreciate from him. And it seemed like he's taking your advice, Killer, about the sneakers. One time he did something, and I was like, oh, niggas is listening to us. So I really enjoy that, and I really do like the way he perceived the game and approached the game from the aspect I'm trying to be that much better than everybody else.
Yeah, I think that Ant-Man is looking like, my opinion is, he like, yo, this league kind of for the taking right now. It's up in the air. Who gonna be that nigga in this league?
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, right
he's
there.
Like, yo, I think he thinks it's in the air. He's like, look, Steph is getting older, KD's getting older, LeBron's getting older. It's, you know, you got Ja Morant who keeps getting in trouble. Jason Tatum, he could have did it, but he might just be a little act too light-skinned. Jaylen Brown, I don't know. Ant-Man got that. This shit is for the taking, and I'm coming to take it. Not just on offense, on defense, too. You know, he missed a free throw a few games ago. I think I talked about it on one of the shows. And they were down. They were actually up 1 or 2 points. And he missed a free throw with like 6 seconds left. They got the rebound, came down, and not a game-winning shot. He had a game-winning block. We almost hit his head on the backboard. And I was like, yo, that's effort. That's tenacity. Mm-hmm. That's who wants it. And we was talking about this dunk that I was talking about. Me and Church was talking about it. And Church was like, yo, I don't know if he could be the face of the league because he a little too rugged after that. Where Ant-Man went back and looked at the video, he said, oh, nigga's too little. Fuck out of here. And Church was like, I don't know if Adam Silver having all that. But I'm sitting there saying, Adam Silver, one of them niggas, though. Adam Silver ain't David Stern.
Yeah, he letting them rock.
Yeah, Adam Silver may have the mindset of, take the word nigga out of it. Calm it down in taste, but keep that attitude.
Mm-hmm.
Because at the end of the day, where we're at now is too kumbaya. It's too cool. And who's going to be the face of the league if we keep hugging and kissing paws and trading jerseys and holding hands. Like, yo, my nigga, who's going to be the real face? You know, I'm looking at a nigga like Shai as well. Shai, however you want to pronounce it. Because his numbers are stupendous, man. His numbers are real stupendous. He's playing in a small market. So it's not standing out like everybody else's. But look, you got to realize OKC went to a championship before with James Harden, Russell Westbrook, Kevin Durant. So it isn't like they aren't familiar to playoff basketball or even championship basketball. They didn't win. But shit, as a face of the league, my personal opinion is that Adam Silver would rather have, and I don't know this for a fact, just my personal opinion, an American be the face of the league rather than somebody who's not, because to me, even though you could get more eyeballs from around the world watching, it's going to look like we lost control. And we might have as American.
That's true.
We might have just lost control, my nigga. You got Giannis, you got Luka, you got the Joker, you got Shai, who's not even, he's Canadian. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? Like, yo, if we thinking about Americans, that we may have the face of the league outside of Ant-Man, who do we got, Murder?
Yeah.
I'm asking. It's not a rhetorical. I'm really asking. Outside of Ant-Man,
for this. It's just Ja.
And can we count on Ja to be the face of the league?
Mm-hmm.
Right. So I think if we're going
to. That would be a crazy backcourt in the Olympics, though. Ja and Ant-Man.
Crazy. So, nuts. I mean, you can sit there. Imagine when you're doing the advertisement for next season for the NBA and the posters and the commercials and so forth, and you got the middle person pours, the Joker, the person on the left, Luka, and the person on the right, Giannis. What does that say about American basketball if those three are on the poster for next season? I'm just giving an example.
Yeah, that they have taken over the NBA.
The world caught up.
Okay, and then last question before we wrap. Orlando's Anthony Black and Toronto's Grady Dick did a jersey swap, and after it hit 1 million views on the Orlando Magic social on Twitter, they deleted it. So how do you guys feel about the viral jersey swap and then just the turn that sports social media has taken in the past couple of years?
That nigga's just trolling at the highest level, my nigga.
You can see it in the picture they were trolling. Yeah,
it could have been, and I, like I said, I don't know Black like that, but it seemed like this was well planned out before the game even started. Yo, I know we're going to do it at the end. We're going to trade jerseys because even the way they were standing, they could have swapped. You know what I'm saying? They was trolling at the highest level, and that's what we in, the society that we in. My thing is this. Why take it down? Pause. You know, because if that's really their last names, what can you do about it? What can you do about it? You know, you got to think about homeboy Dick Pause. Whatever, what's his first name? I don't even
know. Grady.
Yeah, Grady.
That sounds crazy.
Yeah, it sounds crazy. It might be an overrule on the Pause for that. Yeah, you can overrule me, America, and a worldwide overrule. But Grady, you got to think about. When, what I was getting to is the backlash he had to deal with growing up.
Yeah.
Yo, Dick. Shut up, Dick. Yeah. Yo, don't call me that. That's your name, right? Shut up, dick-ass nigga. Shut, you know what I'm saying? You got to think about where he grew up with to where now I guess he's embracing it for us. Me, personally, when I got 20, 21, I could change my last name. I would have because I ain't got time for it.
What would you change his name to?
Could have went Phillips. Could have went Williams. He's white. You know, you could have changed that shit to Mad shit. You could have, if you wanted to, you could have went Shapiro. Niggas would have might have booked you for a case. Yeah, Shapiro's a prominent. If you come to court and your lawyer named Shapiro, you trying to win.
Yeah, he's definitely like, trying to win.
He came in here with a Shapiro, man. Don't look good, nigga. When you come to court with a Shapiro, nigga, you might go home, nigga. You might go home.
Great points. Well, that's all the time we have for today. Thanks for watching. And as always, it is what it is. Suicide. Two Big Macs, like when they doing them 2 for 5.